News RELEASEONTARIO Provincial Police Wellington County Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, would like to consolidate and streamline our notable traffic offences and publish a single weekly release, on Sept. 3, 2022, at approximately 7:45 a.m., Wellington County OPP responded to a single vehicle collision on 12th Line, Mapleton. It was reported a single vehicle with occupants was in the ditch. As a result of investigation, driver, a 41-year-old Fergus man and a 43-year-old Alora woman were both charged with possession of Schedule 1, cocaine, contrary to the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act. The driver was also charged with careless driving and drive while suspended contrary to the Highway Traffic Act. Both are scheduled to appear in the Ontario Court of Justice, Guelph, at a later date, on Sept. 3, 2022, a member of the Wellington County OPP was monitoring traffic on Silver Creek Parkway North, Guelph. At approximately 8:45 a.m., a silver coupe was observed traveling well above the posted 70 km per hour speed limit. As a result of the investigation, an 18-year-old from Guelph has been charged with drive motor vehicle, perform stunt, fail to wear seat belt and drive with windshield, window coated contrary to the Highway Traffic Act. They were also charged with dangerous operation contrary to the Criminal Code. The accused is scheduled to appear in the Ontario Court of Justice, Guelph, at a later date, on Sept. 3, 2022, a member of the Wellington County OPP was monitoring traffic on Silver Creek Parkway North, Guelph. At approximately 10:45 a.m., a gold pickup truck was observed traveling well above the posted 50 km per hour speed limit. As a result of the investigation, an 18-year-old driver from Niagara Falls has been charged with drive motor vehicle, perform stunt, drive without a valid permit and insecure load contrary to the Highway Traffic Act. They were also charged with operate motor vehicle without insurance contrary to the Compulsorily Automobile Insurance Act. The defendant is scheduled to appear in Provincial Offences Court, Guelph, at a later date, on Sept. 3, 2022, a member of the Wellington County OPP was monitoring traffic on Silver Creek Parkway North, Guelph. At approximately 12:30 p.m., a white platform truck was observed traveling well above the posted 50 km per hour speed limit. As a result of the investigation, a 56-year-old driver from Gwillimbury has been charged with drive motor vehicle, perform stunt, display screen visible and fail to wear seat belt contrary to the Highway Traffic Act. The defendant is scheduled to appear in the Provincial Offences Court, Guelph, at a later date, on Sept. 3, 2022, a member of the Wellington County OPP was monitoring traffic on South Street, Alora. At approximately 2:30 p.m., a black sedan was observed traveling well above the posted 50 km per hour speed limit. As a result of the investigation, a 54-year-old driver from Brampton has been charged with drive motor vehicle, perform stunt contrary to the Highway Traffic Act. The defendant is scheduled to appear in Provincial Offences Court, Guelph, at a later date, on Sept. 3, 2022, Wellington County OPP were conducting a Reduce Impaired Driving Everywhere, ride, check on Conservation Road, north of Guelph. At approximately 3:30 p.m., a gray sport utility vehicle, SUV, entered the check. As a result of the investigation, a 35-year-old Cambridge woman has been charged with impaired operation 80+, mg of alcohol per 100 milliliters of blood, contrary to the Criminal Code. The accused is scheduled to appear in the Ontario Court of Justice, Guelph, at a later date, on Sept. 4, 2022, at approximately 12:15 a.m. A member of the Wellington County OPP observed signs of a single vehicle collision on Wellington Road 109, west of Arthur. The vehicle involved was no longer at scene, leaving two Honda hubcaps, a taillight and a mudguard. Police continue to investigate the collision and are looking to identify the vehicle and driver involved. If you have information about this collision, please call investigators at 1-888-310-1122 or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS, 8477, if you'd like to remain anonymous, on Sept. 4, 2022, a member of the Wellington County OPP was monitoring traffic on Highway 6, Nicoll Township. At approximately 7 p.m., a black sedan was observed traveling well above the posted 80 km/h speed limit. As a result of the investigation, a 24-year-old driver from Guelph has been charged with drive motor vehicle, perform stunt contrary to the Highway Traffic Act. The defendant is scheduled to appear in Provincial Offences Court, Guelph, at a later date, on Sept. 4, 2022, a member of the Wellington County OPP was monitoring traffic on Highway 6, Guelph, Aramosa. At approximately 9 a.m., a white pickup truck was observed traveling well above the posted 80 km/h speed limit. As a result of the investigation, an 18-year-old driver from Allora has been charged with drive motor vehicle, perform stunt, follow too closely and no mudguards contrary to the Highway Traffic Act. The defendant is scheduled to appear in Provincial Offences Court, Guelph, at a later date, on Sept. 4, 2022, at approximately 9 a.m., a member of the Wellington County OPP stopped the driver of a white pickup truck on Highway 6, Guelph, Aramosa. As a result of the investigation, an 18-year-old driver of Allora has been charged with drive motor vehicle not in accordance with emissions regulations, no muffler and knowing operated a vehicle, missing emission control equipment contrary to the Highway Traffic Act. The defendant is scheduled to appear in Provincial Offence Court, Guelph, at a later date, on Sept. 4, 2022, a member of the Wellington County OPP was monitoring traffic on Highway 6, Nicoll Township. At approximately 1 p.m., a black sedan was observed traveling well above the posted 80 km/h speed limit. As a result of the investigation, a 25-year-old driver from Guelph has been charged with drive motor vehicle, perform stunt contrary to the Highway Traffic Act. The defendant is scheduled to appear in Provincial Offences Court, Guelph, at a later date, on Sept. 4, 2022, a member of the Wellington County OPP was monitoring traffic on South Street, Allora. At approximately 1:30 p.m., a black hatchback was observed traveling well above the posted 50 km/h speed limit. As a result of the investigation, a 21-year-old driver from Kitchener was charged with drive motor vehicle, perform stunt and fail to surrender license contrary to the Highway Traffic Act. The defendant is scheduled to appear in Provincial Offences Court, Guelph, at a later date, on Sept. 5, 2022, at approximately 3:30 a.m., Wellington County OPP responded to a single vehicle collision on Glasgow Street, Mount Forest. It was reported a single vehicle was in the ditch. As a result of the investigation, Edward Ernest Hatherley, 61 years old of Harriston, was charged with impaired operation contrary to the Criminal Code. The accused is scheduled to appear in the Ontario Court of Justice, Guelph, at a later date, on Sept. 5, 2022, at approximately 4:15 p.m., Wellington County OPP responded to a traffic complaint on Wellington Road 7, Mapleton. It was reported that a grey SUV was being driven erratically. As a result of the investigation, Petro Cuck, 59 years old of Brantford, was charged with impaired operation 80+, mg of alcohol per 100 milliliters of blood, contrary to the Criminal Code. The driver was also charged with drive motor vehicle with an open container of liquor, contrary to the Liquored License Act and drive left of center, approaching crest of grade, contrary to the Highway Traffic Act. The accused is scheduled to appear in the Ontario Court of Justice, Guelph, at a later date, on Sept. 5, 2022, at approximately 8 p.m., a member of the Wellington County OPP stopped the driver of a black sedan on Calhoun Street, Fergus. As a result of the investigation, a 28-year-old Brampton man has been charged with failing to comply with a probation order contrary to the Criminal Code and with two counts of driving while suspended contrary to the Highway Traffic Act. The accused is scheduled to appear in the Ontario Court of Justice, Guelph, at a later date, on Sept. 5, 2022, a member of the Wellington County OPP was monitoring traffic on the Hanlon Expressway, Guelph. At approximately 9:15 p.m., a black sedan was observed traveling well above the posted 70 km/h speed limit. As a result of the investigation, a 21-year-old driver from Morton Grove, Illinois, was charged with drive motor vehicle, perform stunt contrary to the Highway Traffic Act. The defendant is scheduled to appear in Provincial Offences Court, Guelph, at a later date, on Sept. 5, 2022, a member of the Wellington County OPP was monitoring traffic on East Mill Street, Ellora. At approximately 10:15 p.m., a gray SUV was observed traveling well above the posted 40 km/h speed limit. As a result of the investigation, a 16-year-old driver from Tara was charged with drive motor vehicle, perform stunt contrary to the Highway Traffic Act. The defendant is scheduled to appear in Provincial Offences Court, Guelph, at a later date, on Sept. 6, 2022, at approximately 12:15 a.m., a member of the Wellington County OPP stopped the operator of a modified e-bike on York Road, Guelph. As a result of the investigation, a 41-year-old driver from Guelph has been charged with 3 counts of driving while suspended contrary to the Highway Traffic Act. The defendant is scheduled to appear in Provincial Offences Court Guelph, at a later date, on Sept. 6, 2022, at approximately 12:15 p.m., Wellington County OPP responded to a two-vehicle collision on Wellington Street North, Drayton. It was reported a driver had struck a parked vehicle. As a result of the investigation, a 24-year-old errand man has been charged with impaired operation contrary to the Criminal Code. The accused is scheduled to appear in the Ontario Court of Justice, Guelph, at a later date. Preliminary results are in from the Provincial Labour Day Traffic Safety Campaign in Wellington County, and here are some of the local highlights. 16 seat belt offences, 2 distracted driving offenders, 13 stunt driving offenders and 51 non-big 4 inches offences were identified. Wellington County OPP are proud to be a contributor in enhancing safety on roadways. The big 4 inches are the 4 leading offences, recognised by the OPP, that threaten road safety in Ontario. These include offences related to speeding, distracted driving, impaired driving, and wearing safety belts.